Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Bradley turns, scoops, and scores!
Arizona trailed 64-62, but the Wildcats close here at Gamble to win by four.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Fox Sports 1, courtesy of the call. Arizona takes down UConn last night. Listen, sometimes on the show, we win bets. Other times, we lose. And last night, I mean, could you have a night where you're more wrong than Nick Costos was last night in college basketball? Here's UConn and Illinois as favorites. Winners of the games, Arizona and Alabama. To quote Joe Girardi, former Yankees manager, and one time, this is the truth, the Odyssey MLB insider, Joe Girardi. I think Tyler will remember this. He was MLB insider for us back in like 2019, when You Better You Bet first launched, and everyone that works at Odyssey, with the exception of like a couple people, they know who they are, convinced that the show was going to fail. And we were basically doing the show, me and Ken Barkley and Joe Ostrowski, with like tin cans with string. Like to Chicago from New York and Connecticut, where the three of us were. And Joe Girardi and Tyler literally like did the show from a broom closet. He was wagertaining from a closet. And I think we asked Joe Girardi to come on the show and he didn't come on. Which is neither here nor there. I just wanted to tell that story. But Joe Girardi would say, it's not what you want. No, it was not. But we trudge on. The marathon continues. Arizona beats UConn last night 71-67. Alabama beats Illinois 90-86. So at the start of the show, I teased that there was one big winner from last night in college basketball. And I mean that. And that big winner, and I actually think, and we are very early in the season, obviously, so things like canon will change and change as soon as like this weekend. But to this point right now, there is no team that has been more impressive than the Arizona Wildcats. And I don't know, like, what world there is where someone could say that Arizona is not a legit national championship contender. And Koa Pete gets so many headlines, and I've talked about him a lot on the show. You know, Andrews' brother. That's actually true. He is Andrews Pete's brother. That is actually true. Koa Pete last night was 16-12. Creasa with 14 rebounds. The player on Arizona, he's not their best player like Pete's the best player, but the guy that's played the best this season, and I want everybody to remember this name as we move forward this college basketball season, is Jaden Bradley, who's been the closer for Arizona this season. Arizona's had three awesome wins. Beat Florida, where Koa Pete was the star of that game, but Bradley also played great. Bradley closed the win out against UCLA last Friday night and basically like helped close this game out against Connecticut. He is tremendous, and Arizona is tremendous. And I think that as the season trudges on and we collectively, individually and collectively, start to consider the teams that could win a national championship. Arizona has to be on that list. Because it's not just the fabulous freshman in Coa Pete. The diaper dandy, as some would say. I don't like that term. Diaper dandy. Like, I have to change diapers. It is not pleasant. And when I hear diaper dandy, I think a lot of parents have this experience where I'll, like, walk into a room and be convinced that my daughter has crapped herself. And I will... And I'll say to my wife, like, did she go? And my wife's like, no. And she didn't. Like, well, you smell, right? You take a whiff. And she didn't. I don't even remember where this was going. I completely lost my train of thought after Jake played that. Where was this going? I actually don't remember where this was going. What was I even talking about with Arizona and UConn? Anyway. Oh, the diaper dandies. Thank you very much. That, like, completely fried my brain. I short-circuited. So it's like, there are these moments where, like, you think that there's something in there, because you're so, like, you're crushed, like, it's mentally destroyed you over the months, changing these diapers. You smell it when it's not there. So when I hear the term diaper dandy, like, I smell poop. Like, I can smell it right now. It's not here. But I can smell it. I'm like Joe Pantoliano in The Matrix. I know the steak's not real, but ignorance is bliss. I know that the poop's not here, but I can still smell it. The diaper dandies. Anyway, Coa Pete's awesome. He's great. But you also now have Jaden Bradley, and you got a legit big man down low in Creasa. 14 boards last night. Arizona, legit national championship contender. Just quickly on Connecticut. I think I, and a lot of people, right? Because a lot of people like UConn in the game yesterday. Even after they ruled out a couple players, including the big man, Tarris Reed, you really saw how much they missed him last night. And he may not be one of, like, the two or three best players on the team, but with the way UConn wants to play, where they don't take a ton of threes, they kind of need him, especially in games where the opponent has a good big man. Just something to keep in mind when we're betting UConn games here down the line. Arizona 12-1 right now to win the Natty. The same odds as Gonzaga, who just won a game by 70. I think both those teams will be in contention as we move along this season. You bet on this Thursday. I can't believe that. Jake literally played that sound and my brain short-circuited. I was like, where the hell was I just now? Anyway, just very quickly on Bama and Illinois. Great win for Alabama. I was wrong on the Illini. I think it's all, like, really explainable for Illinois. They're integrating, like, the two Euro players in, Ivicic and Mirkovic, whatever. I could make up names here. Petrovic is another, whatever. Like, Jonas Valanciunas, I don't know, Nikola Jovic, whatever. So they're integrating these two players. They trip up against a really good Alabama team. Just, like, Alabama's awesome. And the way that Alabama got off the mat following the Purdue loss, I really feel like it's a great job by Alabama. And I'm not willing to really bang on Illinois here for this loss to Alabama. Like, Alabama's an awesome team. Illinois is tremendous. I loved Peja Stojakovic in attendance last night, watching his son play for the Illini, Andre Stojakovic, who we were betting Cal in the the Pac-12 tournament, or I guess it's the ACC tournament now, right? You know. I love both those teams. Credit to Nate Oates in Alabama. I think they kind of showed that, like, handle a little adversity, bounce back from it. I still think Illinois's got it going on, and I don't think Illinois has reached its final form yet. And the other note from this game, think about, like, Bama goes into Illinois. So Arizona wins at Storrs. Bama wins at the United Center against Illinois. Guess who beat Alabama last week? And I don't want to say made it look easy, but I never felt like they were going to lose. Purdue. That's right. The Purdue Boilermakers are the best team in college basketball. I have bet them to win the Natty. I have them parlayed with things from this past weekend that are alive. Here I, oh, they're still alive. Good song, right? Even if Pearl Jam's a little overrated. Just, yeah. Illinois-UConn next Friday. That game's at Madison Square Garden. Going to be an absolute banger on Black Friday, kind of a banger sports day. Eagles, Bears, Illinois-UConn, we absolutely love it. Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Talk a little NBA. When I pitched this earlier, when I was on the phone with Femi and Bill, I said, does this pass the smell test? I'd like to talk about the New Orleans Pelicans for 3 minutes. And they said, it's good as long as it's 3 minutes. Well, we've got 3 minutes left in this segment. And before you click the dial here, you're not interested. I'm going to make you interested in this. You just bear with me for a few minutes here, and I promise this will be worth the time on the Pelicans. So the Pelly Pels lose last night to the Nuggets, but they covered the spread. They lose 125-118. They are now 2-13 on the season. As I told you last week what happened, they fired head coach Willie Green over the weekend. James Borrego takes over as the interim coach. And the way they handled the situation was terrible. Like, last couple home games, Willie Green was not announced with the starting lineup. It's a really, like, Bush League job by the organization. It's a bad job. And the Pelicans, for most of, you know, since the first round of the NBA draft, have been the butt of a lot of jokes in the NBA. And in case you don't remember what I'm talking about, the Pelicans traded their unprotected 2026 first-round pick to the Atlanta Hawks for Atlanta's first-round pick, and they selected Maryland big man Derek Queen with that pick, after already selecting Jeremiah Fears earlier in the first round, their point guard of the future. And the thought was, like, wow, how could you trade an unprotected pick when you're going to be bad next year in a loaded Western Conference? Like, you only make that trade, A, if you think you're going to compete, or B, and no one ever considered this. No one ever said it. If you think Derek Queen is kind of like a transcendent star and you are like have a diamond in the rough later in the first round. So yes, they lost last night, and yes, they've been terrible. Derek Queen last night had 39-4. And some of this was on Jokic. And after the game, Jokic said about Derek Queen that he sees himself in Derek Queen. And the unorthodox way he plays as a big, and the way that he passes, and the way that he's able to get his shot off. Watch him play. He's an absolute joy to watch. They might have nailed this with Derek Queen, and fears started, and like he's not as good as Queen as yet. It's going to take him some time. But Derek Queen is, I don't know if he's going to win Rookie of the Year, because Con Knipple's averaging like 25 points per game, and Cooper Flagg still draws air and still is alive. I think there's a chance that Derek Queen actually has the most upside this year. He's not as good as Flagg, but Flagg's on a bad team that doesn't have a point guard. I think the situation for Queen, especially with Zion Williamson back, you can't make this bet yet, because prior to the 30-point explosion last night, he's got a couple games with 9 points. But if this is what it's going to be moving forward for Derek Queen, and I think it might, and the Pelicans are invested in him being great to make that trade look good, he's 22-1 right now for Offensive Rookie of the Year. I think we need to watch Derek Queen very closely moving forward. I think he is a candidate to win that award. Final Hour, Power Hour coming up next. All our bets for tonight in the world of sports. Rob Pozzola will join us, but Jay Croucher batting leadoff on the other side.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.